Today's top stories. I'm Tona Takadila. President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah delivered her first State of the Nation address in Parliament this afternoon, outlining the current state of the country and policy priorities for her administration.
Global economy is in a state of flux when trade protectionist policies and prolonged conflicts creating marked uncertainty and volatility. Onward-looking policies by the major economies calls for the intensification of our efforts to become self-reliant. As Namibians, we must focus on the implementation of policies and programs to create jobs for our young people and to bring about tangible socio-economic development. Our implementation will be guided by 7 identified priority sectors and 8 critical economic enablers.
The address covered government plans across economic development, service delivery, and national unity.
Youth unemployment is at 44.4%, which is unacceptably high. The 8th administration has made the fight against unemployment as a key priority. On land reform and management, as the unwilling buyer, willing seller principle was not working, following the 2018 National Land Conference, the government introduced the land tax and increased focus on absentee landlords. I request this August House to urgently pass the land bill to ensure that there is a balanced land redistribution.
With preparations underway for the funeral of Pope Francis, Roman Catholic Church spokesperson Varanis Shimi confirmed that the voting process to elect a new pope will begin this Sunday. Pope Francis passed away on Easter Monday. Here's Shimi.
Those who are eligible to be elected as Pope, they should be under the age of 80. And we have got a couple of cardinals, and those are the people who are going to elect the next Pope. So immediately after the burial, they will have now the meeting, which is called the conclave, and then there they will now start electing the new Pope from among themselves. There will be no communication between the public per se. We are not going to see what is happening in the conclave. But the indication or the communication that is going to come to us is through a smoke. So there will be actually two smoke, a black smoke and a white smoke. The black smoke will indicate to us that we do not have a pope yet.
The Johannesburg Emergency Service is on high alert due to severe thunderstorms and persistent rain throughout the metro. Floodwaters affected several areas, including Rand Park Ridge, Newlands, Strubens Valley, Valtevreden Park, Jukskei Park, and Witkoppen Road. EMS spokesperson Robert Mulaudzi.
Our motorists are also urged to continue to drive safely, extend the safe flowing distance, and avoid crossing flooded roads and low-lying bridges. As City of Johannesburg Emergency Management Services, we still remain on high alert, monitoring all 7 regions for any emergencies which might occur.
And finally, in a new interview with 60 Minutes, Google DeepMind CEO Demis Hassabis, who has studied AI for over 30 years, said that with the help of artificial intelligence, it may be possible to cure all major diseases by 2035. He explained that AI can predict diseases before symptoms appear, design precise molecular treatments, and personalize care for each patient.
So on average, it takes, 10 years and billions of dollars to design just one drug. We can maybe reduce that down from years to maybe months or maybe even weeks, which sounds incredible today, but that's also what people used to think about protein structures. It would revolutionize human health. And I think one day, maybe we can cure all disease with the help of AI.
The end of disease?
I think that's within reach. Maybe within the next decade or so. I don't see why not.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.